K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
So I'm Christine. I really want to know what happened to my date. Like, I don't know why he just, you know, ghosted me. I kind of want to find out.
Okay, so you need us to help you.
Yes, please help me.
Well, tell us a little bit about this date then, Christine.
Okay, so basically, we have mutual friends, and I've been eyeing this guy for a while, and then he agreed, you know, we agreed to finally go on a date, and his car was broken down, so, which is totally cool, I understand it happened, so I went to go pick him up. I live in Tip, and Covington's not that far, I went to go pick him up. It's not a big deal, and we both love wings, so we went to Hooters.
Hey,
Woody,
Christine,
dang girl.
Yeah, honestly, we got along so well, and the only problem is that he had to work a double shift the next day, so we had to cut the date short. But you know, I mean, I'm just surprised that I haven't heard from him. And when I ask my friends about it, they act all weird and they don't say anything. So I don't understand what's going on.
Dude, Hooters chicken wings. She drove.
She sounds like a winner to me.
I'm thinking, who is this guy?
Oh, it's Mike.
Well, let's give Mike a call then, Nancy, and see if we can't get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, find out what's up with him.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so Christine, you picked up Mike at his house, and you guys went to Hooters because you love their chicken wings,
and
right?
And games,
yeah.
Right? Who's your team?
Yeah, Bengals.
Boo!
Oh my goodness, Hooters, Bengals.
Okay, girl, you know how this works. You have to be really quiet because he's not supposed to know you're on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Woody, don't be a jerk face.
Hello? Is this Mike?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Now you're making him mad.
Yeah, well, a little bit, but We usually do that anyway. Hey, Mike, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Hi. How are you guys today?
We're good. We want to know about your Hooters date with Christine.
Straight to the point. I love it.
That's kind of awkward, but...
You may not be familiar with our station and what we do, right? Fill them in, Woody.
All right, what we do here is a thing called Second Date Update. Two people obviously go out on a date. One person seems to have a good time, as Christine did, and the other person, you, won't get a hold of them again. So we want to know what happened, why you won't answer any of her calls or anything.
We try to be the facilitators.
There you go.
Like the in-betweens. So she contacted us, said she drove because your car was in the shop. They went to Hooters. They watched games. She's a Bengals fan.
Hooday.
And you guys know you have mutual friends.
Yeah, and you guys got along well at the date. So what's up?
Yeah.
Look, all that is very, very true. I always liked her, so I decided, why not? This just seems like it's meant to be. We have mutual friends, like you said, and I did enjoy that she had no problem picking me up all the way out in Covington. That's amazing, and I mean, Hooters was her idea. That's a win-win so far in my book.
See?
But, like, when we had to leave early...
Because you had to work a double or something?
Yeah, I had to work a double, and I was bummed that we had to leave, and... we had such a good time there. I was just such a wreck by the time we got home. I didn't expect this at all. She had the worst road rage that I've ever experienced in my life. And we're going north on 75. There's construction. There's lots of traffic. She's tailgating right on people's ass, ripping people off, rolling down the window saying, you.
Oh, God!
No! Oh, swerving, no, hold up. We're talking about the same sweet Christine that we just talked
she
to a couple minutes
so
ago.
Nice.
That's why I was shocked.
Oh,
at the restaurant and then just this and you and mother this. I was embarrassed. Like, we're going on the highway and it's freezing out and she rolls down the window and just screams at the top of her lungs, you! And I had to grab the handle for dear life the whole way home. I had paralysis in my arm. I was holding it.
Now, Mike, hold on. She was okay on the way to the date? This was just coming home?
Yeah, I guess with no traffic, she's a dream. But when there's other cars on the road, she's you and mother this Sunday driver that.
So she said that your friends, she's been asking your mutual friends and they've been acting weird. Did you tell them all how she was?
Of course. I'm in a car with her.
I mean, I don't know how no one else has experienced this yet from her.
Wow. Like,
maybe it was just a bad day of her friends. If your guys' mutual
That's
friends
gotta be it. She
did not know about
so nice.
This. Yeah, maybe she was just having a bad day and it all just blew up right then and there.
I don't know. I've never been driven by her. Every time I've been around her before, someone else was driving, so.
Okay, well, I have to say something. Everybody drives that way, especially on 75. And, I mean, I don't understand because, you know, there's so much traffic. Everybody drives that way. I mean, I don't put up with any drivers. I mean, that's just not how I was raised. And I think it's totally okay to have a pirate mouth, especially when there's other idiots on the road. Honestly, the guy in the red Toyota literally tried to kill us. I mean, you have to say something.
He was just trying to merge.
No, he was cutting me off. And if you're listening, you.
Oh my God.
This is getting out of hand now, Nancy.
No, absolutely not. That's just, you know, you don't let people, like, trample you. And I don't understand what the big deal is. Mike, are you like a little girly girl? You can't take it? A dog with no bite? A little
rudeness.
Toothless piranha?
I don't like rudeness from people. I was raised better than that, actually.
Oh, no, you don't. No, my parents raised me the right way. They know how to not get stepped on. You're just a little doggy with nothing to give.
Oh, I'm a little doggy? Well, you're welcome for dinner, little doggy. Doggy, who paid for dinner, huh?
I'm not the one that pissed you off, by the way, and you didn't pay for gas. I was in a very good mood when I called in. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. It sounds like we both have dodged a bullet here.
You and you, K99.
Oh, did she hang up, Nancy?
Dang, Mike. What the hell?
She's gone. She is gone, Mike.
Wow, you, I think Woody summed it. You dodged a bullet, dude.
Well, thank you for bringing this to light to everyone that was listening. Now no one will date her. This is a public service.
It's going to get real awkward in this mutual friend circle now.
I don't know if they're already dissing her.
I mean, her girlfriend said that she had a really bad temper, but I didn't believe them.
You think?
How she started the conversation. I mean, she seemed sweet, but then I didn't know that was boiling under the surface.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time,
I guess.
Sorry for that.
It's apparent there is no second date here.
Yeah, a real pity.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.